30, so we'll go ahead and start. Do you want to do roll call?
Let the record reflect Commissioner Parra and Commissioner Yep will not be in attendance this afternoon. Commissioner Magsig.
Here.
Commissioner Santoyo.
Here.
Chair Mendez.
I'm here. So we'll move to Mario. You want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Okay. All righty.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So we'll start with public comment on anything not on the agenda. Hearing none, we'll move to any potential conflicts of interest. Hearing none, move to consent. It'd be looking for a motion to approve 5A through B.
Second.
Okay. All in favor, it's going to be saying aye.
Aye.
The motion carries. We'll go to item six. So who's going to present item six?
That's me. Oh. Go ahead.
I thought 5B was part of the consent. Was part of the consent.
And the motion is for
I don't need any help being confused here.
Okay, you ready for item six? All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. Today, for your consideration, we have Beheimer Sunnyside Southwest reorganization initiated by the City of Clovis, consisting of the annexation of approximately 246 acres and detachment from the Fresno County Fire Protection District and the Kings River Conservation District. The proposed reorganization is inhabited, which consists of 12 registered voters residing within the affected territory. The proposal is not 100% consent, meaning not all landowners or registered voters have consented to the proposal. Notice of hearing was given pursuant to state law and commission policy. As of today, no formal protests have been received. The affected territory is within the Clovis SOI and contiguous to the city limits. Thank you. The territory will be developed consistent with the Clovis General Plan and the Heritage Grove Master Plan upon annexation. The subject territory can be readily served by the city's water, sewer, and storm drainage infrastructure. Additionally, the city engineer has issued a will serve letter. New development in the area will be required to demonstrate adequate water availability. Staff recommends commission approval by entertaining two separate actions. Action one addresses CEQA, the CEQA component, with LAFCO as the acting responsible agency. And action two addresses letters A through H, having received no protests for the proposal as detailed in the staff report. Staff is open for questions. City of Clovis staff is also here if you have any questions for them. And this concludes staff's presentation.
Okay. Any questions from the board? Go ahead.
So at this hearing, do we also, if when the public portion is opened, if there are individuals who want to file protests, they can do it at that time as well, correct? After we close the public portion, we won't be able to receive any more protests, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm always curious about water supply. So again, can you reiterate basically what the qualifier is for adequate water supply?
That will be determined between the developer and the city upon annexation and development. That's in their plans.
I mean, is there like a criteria for that?
Maybe city staff would like to address that.
Okay. Yeah, please.
Good afternoon, Lily Chow with City of Clovis. We did, with this project, we did analyze water through the environmental impact report, and it was determined that we would have adequate supply to serve this general area, including the actual project, the residential project proposed with this annexation.
Yeah, and I know I'm getting too deep of the weeds, but I'm just kind of curious. What your determination for adequate water supply, is that based on acre feet per acre or by type of usage, or how do you make that determination?
I think it's I don't have that detail with me right now, but it's based on the uses. So we analyze the existing residential uses, and then of course our proposed project, which is a 590 lot residential development.
Okay, thank you.
What is that ground in right now?
Excuse me?
Before it's developed, what's planted there, or is it planted, or?
The current land use?
Yeah.
It was historically agricultural, and of course water came from a well. That will be abandoned, and I think within the last 5 years, agricultural activity was ceased.
Okay.
I can add a bit more to
that
if you'd like.
Go ahead, Nathan.
Oh, Jessica, you go first, and then I'll go after you.
Okay. the city currently is comprised of 36 active domestic wells, and to provide its residents, once the subject territory is annexed to the city, new development in the area will be required to demonstrate adequate water availability. If necessary, will be required to drill and test a well and connect it to the city water system.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Maybe one thing you can talk about is, I believe there is off of Bullard and Thompson, maybe a surface water treatment plant that the city of Clovis has that has gone through several expansion phases. And I think the city of Clovis has an agreement with the irrigation district where you get an allotment of water. There were some groundwater banking facilities that the city put in partnership with FID 15, 16 years ago that gave us, pretty stable supply of water. And again, we take it out of the Enterprise Canal. That surface water treatment plant, do you know how many million gallons a day it's producing right now?
I don't have that information.
Just going from memory, since I used to wear a different hat years ago, I think that was part of the city's plan to bring the city closer to water balance. Mm-hmm. Are you able to answer the question, looking at the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, with these developments, is it going to, as you do the balancing of both recharge and then also what you're able to bring online, since you're abandoning wells that are on site right now, do you see an opportunity to make sure that the aquifer is stabilized, generally speaking, or do you see this as being a net detractor from the aquifer?
Very good question. Dave?
And maybe a typical staff fashion, I don't know the answer to that question, so let me try to answer a different question, maybe an easier question. The city has a water master plan and an urban water master plan, and so the project is consistent with the assumptions in both documents. We further, in conjunction with the project that Lily described, we required the completion, and the city accepted a water supply assessment, and we also did a more traditionally a nuts and bolts water study to make sure that water could be delivered to the site appropriately. So in terms of the analysis that was conducted, we have assurances both in terms of compliance with the city's documents and specific analysis in conjunction with the project that the project can be served. It's also worth noting that maybe this is the point that Commissioner Magsik was making, that the city has negotiated a firm water supply with the irrigation district, and so there is water. This is within the area that's covered by the firm water supply. Every development project's responsibility then is to essentially pay their fair share of that, and that's done in conjunction with development.
Perfect.
I think your question is it can be answered a little simpler, and that is because what was being asked is you have a GSA, right? And so if you've run your project by them, they've looked at the overall boundary balance, and if they have no issues with you, then that's kind of that you're going to be in balance. So I assume that that's what you guys did.
Yeah, the GSA doesn't have a land use role. They don't comment on projects. They look more cohesively at, or more comprehensively at, how the municipality has addressed the water supply and the water balance issue.
Okay.
The North Kings doesn't look into
They
that.
Don't?
No.
Oh.
But okay. Since FID is supplying water and they're in agreement with this, and I think you, in a roundabout way, you've answered the question, yes, this is in alignment with that. Another question I have is with traffic. So traffic impacts. I assume a traffic study's been done, different roads that are going to be impacted by this development have been analyzed. There's a plan for actually widening streets, putting in appropriate signals where they belong, correct?
Yes, a traffic study has been completed and have analyzed the areas of roads that need to be widened and future signal lights.
If I could get a copy of that, that would be fantastic, because I would want to say with a project like this, it'll impact Beeheimer, it'll be impacting Fowler, it'll be impacting Minnewawa at the very least. So if you could send that to me, I'd love to take a look at it.
Yes, I can go ahead and send that to you. It's also available on the city's website.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Going back to your theoretical water use question, typically if it was being farmed before and they were using approximately 3.5 acre feet per acre and you converted it from farming to houses, it would probably equalize out. I'm not saying exactly will equalize out. I'm saying it has a tendency to equalize out.
As a farmer, I believe you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so right now we have a motion for approval of action 1A for the annexation of RO 24-06 for the City of Clovis. And as staff recommendation in the report.
I'd recommend opening the matter up to public comment.
We're still open for the...
Yeah.
So there's no other public comment, no protests, so we can make a motion to close the public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second. Yep. All in favor, second by saying aye.
Aye.
And then I will not reread item 1A.
So I'll make a motion I'll make a motion for staff's recommendation for item 6.
Okay.
Do we need two separate actions? Two. Motion for, so okay, so I'll make the, for the first action, motion for approval of action 1A for annexation of RO 24-06 for the City of Clovis is detailed in the staff report.
And I'll second it.
Second it. Yeah. All in favor, so I'm saying aye.
Aye.
And since there's no protests, it would be motion for approval of action 2A through H for the annexation of RO 24-06 for the City of Clovis as detailed in the staff report.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Second it.
Yeah.
All in favor, so I'm saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries, so we'll move to item 7.
All right, Mr. Chair, we give a couple seconds because I don't think everyone wants to stick around and hear me talk about my comments, but that's okay.
Well, you're a popular guy.
Yeah.
That's got to be discouraging, Ryan.
Cleared the house.
I was giving away free Disneyland tickets, but, you know, oh well.
But it's going to be interesting.
So taking a look ahead at October's agenda, right now we only are anticipating the regular minutes on consent calendar, and we are trying to get back in touch with Raisin City and Mid-Valley for the MSR. They've been going back and forth with some of the legal language. We're hoping they can have a separate agreement regarding water issues that doesn't have to do with the MSR or the district. They can keep that at the GSA level. So we're still trying to push for that, waiting to hear back and see where they landed with that. That's the last big item to check before we can bring that to commission. So that may be next month. If they're not quite ready, then we may end up canceling October unless any other projects come up. Your July financials are in front of you. If you have a chance to review those and have any questions today or at a future time, I'm always available. We do have several service extensions to catch up on. My apologies for not reporting these in the past. I'm a couple months behind here. So the city of Fresno has extension to services 24-05 through 08. Some of them are a combination of either water only, sewer only, or both. And they were, three of those four were for basically single family residential uses. The fourth one was to get services for the new Terry Bradley Education Center. And then the latest extension of service, 24-09, is for Kerman. It's water only. It is outside their SOI, but they did receive findings from the department, the County Department of Public Health, indicating that there is a threat to public health and safety, which is the requirement that we need in order to approve those requests that are outside the SOI. If you have any questions on any of those, I'm happy to dive into greater detail. Other than that, that wraps up my comments for this month.
Okay. Go ahead.
Quick question. Looking at deposits, I see that we have several deposits, I think a total of three. And are there any cities or even the County of Fresno that still owes money to LAFCO, or is everybody pretty much fully paid for the year?
All of the allocations have been received at the county. We are still waiting on one more check to cover the last two smaller cities, but we're following up with the county to see if we're not sure if they sent that check out already or if that should be coming to us soon. We want to make sure it's not lost in the mail. But I think between the both cities, it's less than $2,000. So the good news is the county did confirm they received that. So now it's just a matter of working out with the county when that can get to us.
All right, thank you.
Okay, we're good. Okay, we'll move to item eight. Any commissioner comments or reports? Got anything, Mario?
No, I don't have anything.
Nathan?
Okay.
Happy as a clam in the sand. Hopefully not out where somebody can get you. Okay. I have none either, so I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, you got a second. All in favor is going to say an aye.
Aye.
With that, we're adjourned. You spent more time.